So we've got Sandra on the line. Sandra, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Mama. How are you?
I am suffering. I'm suffering. No, there's too many expectations for someone my age. And I want to hear your story. How old are you?
Well, I'm 38.
You're 38.
38.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a home? Do you have your own house?
Yeah, likely I do now.
Okay. Do you have your own car?
No.
Good choice starting off with the house. Maybe that's societal expectations too. I don't know. Do you have children?
No child, nothing.
No child.
No.
And I take it you have a job. Do you have a job?
Yes, I do. Self-employed.
But if you were to share, personally, as far as you're concerned, the things you have now, do you think you were driven to achieve or own them because of societal expectations, or those are things you personally feel you wanted to attain?
Look, if it were up to me by now, I would have had maybe 4 cars if it were up to
you
me. But because life gives us lemons and we turn them into lemonade, I grew up in a very, I don't want to say in a very sad way, but my story is very sad because I'm an adopted child and I've had to experience a whole lot of things growing up. So that to me was very important because that's when I think I told myself at the age of 18, I'm not going to have a child unless I'm ready and I know I can afford to raise the child and take care of that child because I've seen how people can treat you. I've seen how people can, you know, go, I don't want to go deep, but I could see, which is, this is not the life that I wanted for my kids. So that got me to Ukjova. I had to Ukjova for the longest time. I had to because I knew I didn't want a child. And should I have a child, we raise our band because I didn't have parents. I had step parents. I had foster parents. So for me, it was a choice that I made. And I think I stuck with it for a long time, and it just became a lifestyle. It's not easy. Sometimes you miss people's kids, but then I guess sometimes, to be honest, I just thank God I don't have a child right now. In this life that we're living in, I'm just saying, yes, people ask you, don't you have a child by now? Shouldn't you be making one? I get that. I was asked this question this morning. A lady asked me, shouldn't you at least make one, Yana? What's going to happen to the business? Guys, Bona, there's so many kids who need love and attention out there who don't have parents. So I'm just one of those people. I don't always do what society tells me to do because sometimes the society, guys, let's be honest.
Let us be honest with ourselves, Sandra. Your story too powerful, man. I'm glad we got to talk to you, Sandra. Thank you so, so much for opening up and sharing your story with us,
It's a pleasure, my baby.
Yeah, so when are you having a child?
When I'm ready, When I'm ready, guys.
I'm feeling your leg. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You
Have a
so
fantastic
much.
Afternoon,
Thank you.
You are power, man. You are power. It's Wise FM Lunch. Professor, Sanal musician, Shri Ezangagini. It's Wise FM Lunch. I'm Lily. You are Kama Kofane.